heating them up.
Right. If you put food in your mouth and then you begin to, like when you eat the food and you put it in your mouth, what do?
You chew it, swallow it, chew it.
A dish made out of boiled Indian meat, a dish made out of boiled Indian meal and some other kind of liquid. What's a dish that's made out of boiled Indian meal and some other kind of liquid?
Mush, perhaps. I don't know what you'd call it.
Do you ever use any milk or water for it?
Well, when I was young, I would have hominy with sugar and milk on it all the time as a cereal, and I'd let it eat it as a vegetable with meat and with butter on it.
What about, did you ever have salt on it and had it served?
Well, that's where salt is needed, you put salt on it.
How is it served generally?
What?
Did you say, I forgot.
Hominy?
Yeah.
Hominy, you know, is made out of corn, and you can use it as a cereal with soft hominy with sugar and cream or milk, and then later you can eat it as with fish as a vegetable or with meat with butter on it.
Right.
We eat it all down that way.
And how is mush or hominy served?
Well, hominy is served in a big bowl. It's not stiff, it's sort of quite liquid, mushy-like, not somewhat firm, but not too firm. It depends on how people like it. Some people like it cooked rather stiff. I don't.
Mm-hmm. What do you call peas, beets, and the like?
Vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And they grow in a what?
Garden.
A small plot near the house where you might have, you've already mentioned that. What is this starch made from inside a grain raised in Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas? I think it's raised here in Florida too, but not too much.
What is starch, you say?
Yeah, the type that Chinese and Japanese eat all the time. You can fry it, you know, and little white stuff. And it's Japanese and Chinese eat it all the time too.
You mean a vegetable?
Yeah. And it grows, it's a grain, and it grows in a marsh-type situation.
Rice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I love rice.
What are some names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages? Names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages.
You mean moonshine?
Yeah. You ever hear any other names for it?
White lightning? All sorts of names for moonshine and whiskey.
Did you ever hear the expression splow?
No.
When something's cooking and it makes a good expression in your nostrils, and you say to someone, it just, or just blank it.
Smells good, you say?
Right, or if you tell some guy to go up and
sniff it?
Or you just use the word.
Taste it?
No. Did you
smell it?
Mm-hmm. You crush cane and boil the juice and make what?
Juice of what?
Oh, we already went over that. Yeah. Okay, that was molasses. You might say molasses blank thick.
Thick as molasses. Mm-hmm. That's an expression.
Right.
Comparing something.
What would you call the sweet, sticky liquid you put